these ones. Put your hands together for Penelope Swain.
I won't keep you too long from anything. I'll tell you the reason why I did ring. This morning I was cleaning out my room. I'm getting it together, so to speak, too soon. I found your shoe. You left it, didn't you, with all my shit? It's been a year or two anyway. I found your shoe. I found a little music box and Peter Jackson extra mild. An old pair of jocks saying, Born to be Wild. A copy of Tropic of Cancer, that's yours as well. I didn't find an answer, but what the hell, I found your shoe. You left it, didn't you, with all my shit? It's been a year or two anyway. I found your shoe. Younger daughter of a conquering race walks through a desolate landscape and contemplates unwilling pioneers who came to this place. What are the people that came before? Where did they go when it rained? A crawl under a jutting rock for shelter. And a voice said, sit down, stay warm, keep dry. The rain will be over by and by. Prayer I have a visitor these days. Sit tight and listen with me to the sweet sounds of the harmonies. Can you hear the spirit singing in the rain? Realized I could hear music, see things in the sky. If I was religious, I might have thought it was a choir of angels. An atheist would have said it was a trick of the light. And the voice said, sit down, stay warm, keep dry. The rain will be over by and by. It's rare I have a visitor these days. Sight and listen with me to the sweet sounds of the harmonies. Can you hear the spirit singing in the rain? And the spirit sings. Just follow the line of the sky. He said, do you know where my people are? And I knew only too well. Streets and bars and well-fed apartments and prison cells. I suddenly thought maybe I should leave. But he said, no, daughter, stay. They'll be returning by and by. But people will survive because they are strong. Sit tight and listen with me to the sweet sounds of the harmonies. They've been singing since before you came. They'll be singing after you're gone. Ra-da-da-da, yeah. Thank you.
And the woman who was organising goes, oh, she says, we're making a compilation CD of songs about London. If anyone's got a song about London, we'd love to hear it. And I've just written this song. Yeah. I mean, cool. Excellent. So I got up there and I gave it all I could, and I hated it, eh? But I did find, over the course of the next 4 months, that the further away I got from London, the more people liked the song.
Mobile telephones ringing, having just to send it out off the air. I was trying to get a grip on everything. The out-of-tune agony of ice cream vans, beggars and people with outstretched hands, private book readers, public school kids, lovers and stony-faced matrons, aeroplanes and car alarms and the unending cacophony. I found in this sweet droplet here of relative tranquility. Full on, I expected empty benches like in Kirsty's song. But it's summer now, but it's winter where you are. But it's summer here now, but it's winter in my heart. But it's summer now, and once more it's peek out. I'm a favorite Christian Spartan, walk on the street to my new Doc Martens. My old heart was sick and sore, down in the squares of the Monopoly board. People say, ooh, singers, the theme from Neighbours, a country practice, perhaps Roll Carousel, or the tune from Home and Away. Hear the cyclists wear gas masks, and the figures fit brimstone, the politely ignoring parks. And people of all shapes and shades speak the same London drawl. Look at an elm tree and see it belongs here, something I wasn't prepared for at all. Dab, madman, hassles and hustles. And the looks like Bowie come sloping by in platform shoes. Other solitary women wear the same hunchback of caution that I do. I got paper pinched and smart and walked the street to my new Doc Martens. My old heart was sick and sore, then it's close to Monopoly board. People say, ooh, I'm far away. Perhaps Roll Paris or the tune from Christmas Elbow H. And I was thinking of his shyness and his slender hips between my thighs as my fingers sought the hand grips on the back of his motorbike. Dipping and weaving in the traffic and noise, and my bare knees got paranoid. There's no margin for error in you cross, not an opportunity inside. In London, I try to stay close to couples in love. I warm my cold soul and their radiance. Tell myself I'm gonna be back in that sweet fold again. I observe the city from the cocoon of a train. And I'm amazed at the persistence of life. Weeds growing out of windowsills, flowers blooming on asbestos roof, and in pigeons nesting in factory grills. Children still skip and glow with that same pure luminosity while they drink this hot water and breathe this foul air. My poor fate, my patience, not the rock that strikes me to bounds. Not the heart that sings, oh, can it spread me lovely more? It's like a moon far away, now can you sing? Think of the longest country pages, perhaps for a Paris or a tune from the pub sang Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. All through the chorus already begun in some smoky dive where I played with a band called the Wayward Sons. Oh. Sally from Old Vim Valley. She was taken in by the Moonies. Her friends said they would rather be dead than sucked in by a bunch of loonies. Her mother cried and her father nearly died to see their Sally being hypnotized and listening to strange philosophical lies and giving all her money to the guru. While dancing to the tune of the Reverend Moon, Sally was benevolent and breezy. But it made her sad to see her mum and her dad being hypnotized by the TV and giving all their money to the politicians who wasted it all on their greedy ambitions. And Sally was obsessed with her dubious position, enlisting more disciples for the guru. Poor Dim Sally from Old Vim Valley, she went knocking on doors, proclaiming the news and explaining her views and naming the Moonies laws, till she came upon a mysterious charmer who appeared at the door in his pink pyjamas and talked her into following the Dalai Lama, and that's how she was rescued from the Moonies. Sally took the ferry to a monastery, whereupon she shaved her head. Her mother cried and her father said, "Why is our Sally so easily led?" The deprogrammers came to untangle her brain, but their threats and bribes were all in vain. And Sally's poor mother, she did complain, "Why can't we all just be nice Presbyterians?" Poor Dim Sally from Old Vim Valley was ordered to 11 days fasting. But her need for food was so basic and crude, and she really wasn't very good at lasting, when they found her hiding behind a tree with a Marmite sandwich and a cup of tea. She said, "I wouldn't be a failure spiritually if I was the leader of my very own religion." So she became the leader of her own fringe sect. She got all of the money and all of the respect, and she made her disciples swear an oath to eat their way to spiritual growth. "Have another sausage roll, have another cream bun," she said as she sat on her big fat bum. "We'll all be saved from being eternally glum in Sally's own original religion." Through the park in the dark where the rapists lurked, behind the bushes and about to attack, with a cold wind whistling across his back. He pounced on Annie cause she was slim, cause she looked so frail and feminine. But he wouldn't have done it if he only knew she was a master of kung fu. Like a piston on a steam train. Steel-hearted Annie don't like to pose like a trembling victim in a movie show. She gets mad when she's in distress, like an animal in the wilderness. There's nothing that she wouldn't do to survive. Got a strong was released on bail. He crept stealthily through the night, broke into her house to give her a fright, and the cold wind whistled around the window frames, made a sound like a ghost rattling chains. But the psycho killer ran for his life when he saw Annie coming with the carving knife. She went to classes and learned to fight. Now she's not afraid to walk around at night. She's a great big shark in a little tin can, a little firecracker with a great big. So just be careful what you do. Cause Annie's now a master of kung fu.
It sounds like Fred Small, who's a very fine songwriter. And I first saw him perform at Port Fairy Pipe Festival about 8 years ago. And I saw him play this song, and I was so blown away that I just followed him everywhere and said, you have to teach me that song. You can't just, because he's American, you know. You can't just rack off back to America and take that song with you. You've got to teach it to me. And he went, all right. So, you know, we sat down, bed and breakfast, and taught it to him. And I guess what was so amazing to me about this song was not only that it was one of the most poignant songs about this particular topic that I'd ever heard, but it was about something that's very, very close to the bone for Australians. It's about Australian race relations. It's about the racism and the genocide and the awful things that have gone on in Australia towards Indigenous population. It's a story from that context. And yet an American had written it.
My grandmother was born in 1900 on a farm in New South Wales. She wed a ferryman who liked to raise a pint of ale. The first child came when she was 20, 5 more babes in 7 years. That first daughter was my mother, they called her Guinevere. Little Gwen would play beneath the willow. Yes, the queen would love some tea. Help with chores that never ended. Try to mind, try to please. Sometimes she heard the music wild and strange in the summer night. Their dirty people warned her mother, never go near their campfire light. Stay away from the camp and the black fellas, little white girls would disappear. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never, never let them see your golden hair. The winter of 27, so cold the milk froze in the pail. Her mother hung the nappies by the hearth, her dad in town for a round of ale. A spark lit from the fire that night and wrapped her mother in a gown of flame, flailing, dancing in a frenzy, falling down in voiceless pain. Stillness and the stench of burning, then so soft was like a ghost. Fetch the cunning hand, she whispered, bring me aid, I am lost. The cunning hands were not 2 miles away, and they the nearest wife. Past the camp of the Aborigines, past the demons of the night. Stay away from the camp of the black fellas, little white girls have disappeared. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never, never let them see your golden hair. I must run to save my mother, I must go now, I must fly. But still she heard her mother's tale, the devil drums of evil eye. Her mother's breathing ever fainter, when frozen in her fright. 7 hours till dawn she waited for the safety of the light. Now she runs till her feet are bleeding, to the house up on the hill. Now come the doctor's wagon speeding, to her mother cold and still. They led her down in a narrow graveyard, from the Bible read a verse. Children sent to aunts and uncles, some to Melbourne, some to Perth. When packed her canvas satchel, could not hold the saltiest back. Turned to leave her home forever, faced a woman old and black. Child, our hearts are heavy with grieving for your loss. We live so close by you, why didn't you come to us? We have herbs to heal the burning, we have salves to ease the pain. We could have helped had we but none, and made your mother whole again. Stay away from the camp of the black fellas, and the white girls have disappeared. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never, never let them see your golden hair. Stay away from the camp of the black fellas, white girls have disappeared. They drink and dance when the moon is red. Never let them see your golden hair.
I'm sure you've experienced this. Every now and again, there's some story in the news that just totally captures a whole nation, you know. It's usually a tragedy. And something happens and just everybody in the whole country just goes, oh my God. You know, they talk about it, they talk to each other about it, people say, did you hear about this thing that happened? Isn't it sad? And this happened, you know, about a year ago. And I was touring, and I heard it on the news that the National Parks and Wildlife Service in New South Wales, which is a really interesting body of people, very dynamic and progressive people, conservationists that really care about the bush that they look after, were conducting a controlled burn in the national park. Now in Australia, it's important that the bush is burned. It's part of the natural cycle. And people know that, you know, the people who work for the national parks, they know that. And they decided it was a beautiful winter's day, it was clear, it was calm. It was, you know, quite cool to conduct a controlled burn of a particular area that they've been wanting to burn for a while because it was, you know, it was on the edge. So they went out there and they conducted the burn. And just in one little area, about 100 metres square, it was just one little place in the whole forest that the fire got hot enough to go out of control and to actually be lethal. And it just so happened that there were three people there who died. There were five people actually. Two of them survived and three of them died. They were unlucky. They just happened to be there. Two of the people who died were experienced firefighters. You know, they've been doing it for years. You know, they were professionals in their field. The third person who died was a young woman called Claire Dean, who was quite new to the Parks and Wildlife Service, but one of the kind of shining new people that have come up. And for her, it was her first fire, and she died in that fire. And I was touring. I drove into Sydney a couple of days later, and I was playing the show in a pub, about 100 people there. Nice audience, nice crowd, you know, good sound, nice night. But something was playing. Something was a terrible, somber feeling in this room of people. And it was only afterwards that I discovered that out of 100 people in this room, that 10 of them had been personal friends of theirs. And they came up to me afterwards and they told me, and they said, would you play at their funeral? You know, I can't. Sure, you know, I'd be honoured. And I sat up with them all night, you know, just listening to them talk about their friend and trying to get a feel for this person. And the thing that was most poignant about it, I guess, was that Claire had been very frightened of firefighting. And it actually happened over 2 days. It was on the second day that the fire went out of control and she was killed. And after the end of the first day, she'd come home and she was very shaken. You know, and she wasn't really sure that she could handle it. And, you know, her family was saying, hey, you know, you don't have to go back, you know. But because she really believed passionately in bush regeneration, she said, no, it's important that I conquer my fear, you know, because I believe in this. And you know, she went out and that was the day that she was killed. And I wrote the song and I went to the funeral, and it was one of the most emotional experiences. I didn't realise that firefighters have their own prayers, their own rituals, their own, you know, hundreds of people there.
Does a flower hesitate to bloom, knowing a blaze in the bush may well consume? How does a flower face the flame as it know when its secret of the bush must burn to bloom again. When the birds whisper your name, you will find the strength to face it, find the strength to face the unknown. When the scorched earth is super cooling rain, you will find the strength to be there, find the strength to be where you are now. You have become part of these trees. Your life force can be felt within the ashes of these leaves that will become the new soil of the land, where deep sleeping tubers send forth their life again. When the wind whispers her name in our ears, we will find the strength to face it, find the strength to face where she's gone. When our scorched hearts are eased by healing tears, we will find the strength to be here, find the strength to be who we are now. Flower bloomed with its roots in the soil, that also sought to understand the sky, looking for the logic in the stars, yearning for the logic in our hearts. A star in the grass echoes a star in the sky. Oh, we all strive to understand this thing. You realize the beauty that you are in the grass or in the sky, sweet star. Only blooms for a short time, gladden the hearts of those who would appreciate such subtle beauty in her life. Our hearts are blackened and astute, but sure as new growth follows fire, we will once more come into bloom. When the birds whisper your name, you will find the strength to face it, find the strength to face the unknown. When the scorched earth is soothed by cooling rain, you'll find the strength to be there, find the strength to be where you are now. When the wind whispers her name in your ear, you will find the strength to face where she's gone. When our scorched hearts are soothed by healing tears, we will find the strength to be who we are now. In the warm months of the year, if you look closely, you will find her here, where Christmas bells are blooming. They sing her soul, they sing the soul of her red hair. Thank you. before your eyes. A perfect pitch, if you would pluck me now and press me to your lips. All my sweetness, all my juices, and the fine fur of my skin, sun warm, would burst into your mouth. Like an overripe fruit in a baking sun, hangs before your eyes, a perfect dripping fig. If you don't bluff me now, I may well start fermenting. An alcoholic or a pungent, a bitter wine. In the baking sun, attacked by these, the grubs of doubt. Should hang too long, hang before your eyes in the baking sun. While you make no move, well, I could fall on the ground and rot. Disgusting underneath your feet, but I would probably hang on, dried by the sun and wind. Smaller and smaller and hotter and more wizard. This sun-dried fruit in the baking sun. Anyone who dared to bite me, bring me the moisture from their lips, might find me still good, if somewhat tart.
Australian Penelope Swells was introduced by Kiwi Cath Type. Penelope performed Cath's Poor Dim Sally and Still Hearted Annie, also Fred Small's Guinevere and the Fire, and her own very special songs. Penelope will be appearing in the UK and Ireland during July and August. Check out www.penelopeswells.com for details. At the control desk tonight, with a magic touch, a Ragamuffin Brian. Setting him near impossible task, yours truly, Ragamuffin Mike. The Ragamuffins wish to thank Dylan in Wales, Pete Byrne and them wayward sons on the Isle of Wight, and Penelope, wherever you are tonight, bless you.
In the setting sun, silhouette again.